The meeting filled up quickly, with many merchants opposing a plan to encourage turnover at parking meters to get more people into the businesses. There would also be parking charges until 9 at night. The Hurdle business section squeezed because there are only 72 spaces in city parking lots, and there are the parking meters. Residential side streets don't leave much room for those looking to shop or eat or just do takeout. Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer says the plan is for a parking benefits district. The extra parking revenue from extending meter hours from 5 p.m. to 9 will be split with the district. Helfer says there might be a lot of money based on a city lot in the Elmwood Village.
Compare that to let's say, the residential parking lot on Hurdle. I would imagine that that lot will probably bring in double or triple that revenue. And then, of course, you're adding 4 hours parking, which would add 33% to that. So I would be doing nothing but making an estimate now, but I do think that it would probably be between $150,000 and $200,000 extra, and half of that is going to go right back into the community.
There were angry business people at the Business Association meeting, objecting to the longer hours where people are charged to park. That's even though Helfer says the goal is to make sure someone doesn't take a parking space at 5 when the spaces become free and park until 8 in the morning when charges start again, blocking access to businesses and restaurants. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.